All right, let's start today with a bit of a reality check. If you work in publishing, I mean, whether you're running a huge scientific journal, a historic newspaper, or even a niche magazine, you're currently fighting a battle that, well, statistically speaking, you are losing.
That is a very cheerful way to kick things off.
I know. It sounds harsh, right? But just look at the math. We live in this world of, like, infinite shelf space. Think about it. YouTube, Spotify, Google, they have absolutely no limit on how much content they can host. The shelf just goes on forever.
But our capacity to fill that shelf is finite, very finite.
That's it, exactly. You're talking about the content saturation problem.
Yep. You have a limited number of writers, a limited budget, and, you know, only 24 hours in a day. Meanwhile, the algorithms are just screaming for more, more, more.
And that tension is exactly what we are unpacking in this deep dive.
It is. And we have a really fascinating matchup for this discussion. We're looking at the intersection of two very different players.
Right. On one side, you have the sort of old guard of infrastructure advantage CS.
The backbone of the industry.
Totally. If you're in publishing, you know them. They handle all the plumbing subscriptions, membership, e-commerce for just massive names.
Giants like Oxford University Press, HarperCollins, Newsmax. They make sure the business actually runs.
And then on the other side, you have the disruptor, Auto Content API. And calling it just a tool feels like a huge understatement.
The sources call it an industrial engine.
That's the key word, isn't it? Industrial. This isn't just a helper. It's a factory.
It's a factory.
So the mission for today is pretty simple. What happens when you combine the massive, prestigious archives of an Advantage CS client with the industrial automation of Auto Content API?
And can you solve that production bottleneck without going completely bankrupt?
That's the question. And maybe more importantly, can you do it in a way that doesn't sound like a robot reading a phone book?
The ultimate test.
Let's dive in. I want to start with what the source is called the publisher's dilemma. Because, you know, on paper, Advantage CS clients look great. They have authority, subscribers, history. Why are they struggling?
They're struggling because they are fighting a war for what's called mental availability.
Mental availability. Unpack that for me. It sounds like something from a psychology textbook.
It's a marketing concept. But it applies perfectly here. I mean, to keep a subscriber today, you can't just be a magazine that shows up on their doorstep once a month.
That model is dead.
It worked in 1990. Today, if you're not in their ear during their commute, on their phone during lunch, and in their search results at night, you basically don't exist.
You have to be omnipresent. Omnichannel.
Exactly. But here's the cold, hard financial reality. Our sources broke down the costs of doing that the old-fashioned way. And honestly, it's brutal.
Okay, hit me with the numbers. I want to feel the pain.
All right, let's say you want to launch a podcast to go with your magazine, to outsource a single high-quality episode. You're looking at anywhere from $100 to, get this, $15,000.
For one episode.
For one episode. And now look at video. Short-form video TikToks, YouTube Shorts. That's the currency of attention right now.
It is.
Those run $50 to $300 per asset to produce manually.
And the algorithm wants, what, five of those a day?
At least. So you do the math. If you try to feed that beast manually, you will burn through your entire annual budget in a month.
So publishers are forced to choose. They say, okay, we're a text company, so we just have to ignore audio. Or we do journals, so video is off the table.
And that's where they lose. Because while they're ignoring those channels, someone else is winning them. Advantage CS gives them the tools to manage the subscriptions. Their system, Cider Plus, handles all that complexity beautifully.
Right.
But their clients still need a way to fill those subscriptions with more value without hiring 100 new people.
Which brings us to Auto Content API. Now, I have to be the skeptic here right out of the gate.
Please do.
When I hear AI content generation, my mind immediately goes to, you know, those generic, hallucinated, mediocre blog posts from ChatGPT. Is that what we're talking about?
It's a very valid fear.
Because if an Advantage CS client starts pumping that out, they'll destroy their reputation overnight.
They would. But this is different. And the critical distinction is in the philosophy. This isn't about generation from scratch. This is about content transformation.
Transformation. Okay, meaning.
Well, think about the Advantage CS clients. Oxford University Press, the Institution of Engineering and Technology. Do they lack content?
No, they have literal mountains of it. It's decades of archives.
Exactly. They have the research, the facts, the peer-reviewed articles. They don't need an AI to invent things. They need an AI to transform that existing text into other formats.
So I can take a PDF of a medical journal and the system transforms it into what?
Into pretty much anything. Yep. It takes that text, processes it through what they call the brain, which uses top LLMs like Gemini and OpenAI, and then applies specific recipes to it.
Recipes.
Yeah. So it can turn that text into a broadcast-ready MP3 podcast with two distinct hosts, or an MP4 video with an avatar presenting a summary, or even just a structured study guide.
Okay, you said two distinct hosts. I want to pause on that because the sources mentioned something called the Notebook LM gap. Now, I've played with Notebook LM from Google. Mm-hmm. You drop in a PDF, and two AI hosts banter about it. It's actually pretty cool. So why do we need a separate API if Google is doing that for free?
It's a great question, and Notebook LM is fantastic.
Yeah.
If you're a student studying for a test, you drag a file, you listen. It's a consumer tool. It's manual.
Right. It's a one-off thing.
But if you're MediaHoos or Newsmax, you can't have a staff member sitting there dragging and dropping PDFs one by one all day.
Yeah.
It just doesn't scale.
You need a factory line.
Exactly. Auto-content is API first. It's headless. That means it's designed to be plugged into the background of your existing workflow.
So you just connect it to something like Zapier or Make.com.
Right. You set it up once, and then it just runs. New article will publish, trigger a podcast, upload it to Spotify. No human has to touch it.
That's the difference between an artisanal bakery and a Wonder Bread factory.
And for a publisher managing thousands of subscriptions, you absolutely need the factory.
Okay, I get the factory concept, but let's make this real. I want to look at specific sectors because a medical journal has very different needs than, say, a news outlet.
For sure.
Let's start with the heavy hitters, the scholarly and educational publishers.
The smart sector.
Right. You know, places like the Massachusetts Medical Society or Duke University Press, they're sitting on a gold mine of information, but it's dense. It's really hard to consume.
Have you ever tried to read a clinical trial report on your phone while you're on the subway?
I have not, and I don't plan to. I value my sanity.
It's basically impossible, and that is the accessibility opportunity. Using this API, a publisher can take that complex, dense PDF and automatically turn it into an engaging conversational podcast.
So a doctor can listen to the latest research on her drive to the hospital.
Yes. And it's not just a robot reading the text. The API creates a dialogue. It asks questions, it summarizes, it highlights the key findings. It turns dense data into actual learning.
That's huge for retention. If I'm paying a high subscription fee for a journal through Advantage CS, and suddenly I'm getting these daily audio briefings included,
you're much less likely to churn.
Of course.
You're increasing the utility of the subscription without increasing the headcount. And there's another feature here that I think is wild.
Yeah.
The deep research endpoint.
Yeah, I saw that. This isn't just rewriting existing text. It's actually going out and looking for new information.
This is critical for scholarly work. The deep research endpoint uses AI agents to browse the live web. It can read reputable sources, like the Financial Times, SEC.gov, specific medical databases, and create structured briefings from them.
So it's not just hallucinating based on training data from 2 years ago.
No, it's synthesizing live current data.
Wow.
You can say, here's the study from our archive, and here's how it connects to the news that broke this morning. That is a massive value add.
Okay, that covers the deep and slow content. Let's pivot to the complete opposite. Speed, news media, and consumer magazines. Advantage ECS works with folks like OS France, Newsmax, Aller Media. In that world, if you're 5 minutes late, you're dead.
Absolutely. So how does the industrial engine help here?
Yeah, because AI can be slow sometimes.
It introduces a capability they call newsjacking.
Newsjacking, that sounds aggressive.
It is aggressive, but in the news world, it's survival. The API connects directly to real-time feeds from X, formerly Twitter, and Reddit. It's constantly monitoring for trends.
So it's just listening to the internet 24/7.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And here's a workflow. A topic spikes. Let's say a sudden drop in the stock market. The system detects it. It triggers a reaction loop.
Okay.
The API researches why it's trending, grabs the relevant data, and then automatically generates a market alert, video, or podcast explaining what's happening.
And how fast are we talking? From trend detected to content published?
5 minutes.
5 minutes. That's superhuman.
It is. And for a news organization, being first is often everything. But the real game changer here is video. To compete on social media today, you need sheer volume.
3 to 5 posts a day on TikTok or Reels.
And nobody has the staff for that. Even the big players struggle with that kind of volume.
Right.
But with the API, you can use faceless channels, you use AI avatars. The source mentions options like professional woman or casual speaker. These avatars present the news.
No studio, no hair and makeup.
No lighting crew, nothing.
I have to stop you there though. Faceless channels, AI avatars, does that actually work? Do people watch that or does it just feel cheap and weird?
That's the big fear, right? The uncanny valley. But two things are happening. One, the tech is getting much better, much faster. And two, and this is more important, look at the economics of creative testing.
What do you mean by creative testing?
If it costs you $300 to make one manual video, you have to be really sure it's going to work. You're betting the farm on every single video.
You can't afford to miss.
But the source says producing a video with auto content costs about 400 credits, which is roughly 4 euros.
4 euros.
4 euros. So for the price of a coffee, you can throw 10 different videos at the wall, you see which one goes viral, and then you send in the human team to do a proper deep dive.
It changes the strategy from guessing to testing.
Exactly. It's a volume play to find the signal and the noise.
That makes a ton of sense. Now, I want to touch on something that jumped out at me from the client list. So many of these Advantage CS clients are international.
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie Publications operates in Denmark, Sweden, Finland. Euro Consumers is in Belgium, Spain, Portugal. How does this automation play into that?
This is the globalization multiplier. Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
So if I'm Bonnie and I have a great article on interior design written in Danish,
the API can automatically transcribe it, translate it, and then resynthesize the audio or video into Swedish, Finnish, German, or English.
But translation software has been around for a while. Google Translate is free. What's different here?
True. But this isn't just text-to-text translation. This is asset-to-asset transformation.
Yeah.
You feed in a Danish article, and you get out a German podcast and a Swedish video.
Oh, I see.
The lip sync on the avatar matches the new language. The podcast host speaks fluent Spanish. It's the entire media asset recreated.
So you are instantly multiplying your total addressable market, your TAMB, like 5x, without hiring a single local producer in another country.
Exactly. And for an Advantage CS client who already has the cross-border payment infrastructure set up, this is a no-brainer. Advantage CS handles the money side. Auto Content handles the media side.
It really is a perfect synergy. Now, there's a term in the outline that usually makes my eyes glaze over, but here it sounds really important. Programmatic SEO.
Stay with me on this one, because this is the growth engine.
Okay, explain it to me like I'm five. What is it and why does it matter?
Okay. Imagine you're a travel publisher. You want to show up in Google whenever someone searches for weekend in Paris, weekend in Rome, weekend in Berlin.
So I write an article for each city.
Right. But now imagine you want to do that for 5,000 cities. That's programmatic SEO, creating thousands of landing pages to capture all that long-tail search traffic.
But doesn't Google hate those pages? If they're all just generic text, they call it thin content and they penalize you, right? I've seen sites get wiped out for that.
You are 100% correct. If you just copy and paste text, you get crushed. But this is where auto content solves the problem by generating unique multimedia for every single page.
So the Paris page gets its own unique Paris Guide podcast and a top five things to do in Paris video.
Generated automatically. And here is the SEO secret weapon, dwell time.
Dwell time sounds like a stopwatch.
That's exactly what it is. Google watches how long a user stays on your page. If it's just text, they might scan it and bounce in 10 seconds.
Right.
But if there's a video to watch or audio to listen to, they stay for 2 minutes, 5 minutes.
And Google sees that stopwatch running and says, hey, this page must be valuable.
Exactly. The source claims that pages with video are 53 times more likely to rank on page one of Google.
53 times. That's not a margin of error. That's a different sport.
It is total dominance. You're basically building a traffic pump that sucks users in from search and pushes them right into the Advantage ECS subscription funnel.
Okay, I'm sold on the concept, but let's get technical for a second. We have some tech-savvy listeners. How hard is this to actually set up? Because enterprise solution usually translates to six-month integration nightmare.
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
But because auto content is headless, it's designed for this.
Mm.
It works via simple API calls. But for the marketing teams, the people who actually need to use it, the real magic is the no-code integration.
You mentioned Zapier and Make.com earlier.
Right. These are platforms that let you connect different apps without writing any code. You can literally build a workflow that says, watch this RSS feed. When a new item appears, send it to auto content. Tell Auto Content to make a 5-minute podcast, then upload the file to our hosting provider.
And you can build that in an afternoon.
In an afternoon. You can create a self-sustaining podcast network without writing a single line of code.
But I have to play devil's advocate again. I keep coming back to the quality. The voice factor. We've all heard bad text-to-speech. It sounds like a GPS from 2010. Turn left. At the let.
Oh, yeah. The robotic factor.
Are listeners actually going to tolerate this?
And honestly, 2 years ago, I would have agreed with you completely. But the technology has leaped forward. We're talking about voice cloning now.
Voice cloning.
And there's a specific strategy here called the CEO paradox.
Okay, what is the CEO paradox?
Consumers want to hear from the leader. They want to hear from the publisher, the editor-in-chief, the CEO. They trust that voice.
But the CEO has absolutely zero time to go record a daily podcast.
Zero?
Yeah.
And you clone them.
You clone their voice.
You clone them once. They record for maybe 10 or 20 minutes in a high-quality studio. Then the marketing team can generate daily updates or market thoughts using that cloned voice model.
That feels a little Black Mirror, doesn't it?
It does. But think about the utility. The reviews in the source material call the voices natural, steady, and believable. For a daily briefing or an explainer, it's basically indistinguishable from a human host to the average ear.
I guess if the content is high value, I don't really care if the CEO actually sat in the booth or not. If I get the market update when I need it, I'm happy.
Exactly. And the economics make it possible. It shifts the cost from OpEx hiring staff that you have to fire if a project fails to a flexible tech investment. You just buy credits.
Scale up, scale down.
Perfectly. It aligns your costs with your output.
So looking forward, where does all this go? The sources mentioned something called the agentic web. That sounds like sci-fi. What does that mean for a publisher?
This is the next frontier. We're shifting from a web where humans read content to a web where AI agents read content for humans.
Like when I ask ChatGPT something and it goes and reads a website to give me the answer.
Precisely. But here's the problem. AI agents struggle with messy, unstructured websites just like we do. If your site is a mess of code, the AI just skips it.
So what's the solution?
Auto Content API outputs structured data, specifically JSON. It's a clean data format. It organizes the content perfectly. Headline, summary, audio file, transcript, key points. It makes the content machine readable.
So by using this tool, publishers are essentially future-proofing their entire archive.
Yes. They're making sure that when the AI agents come crawling for answers, their data is served up on a silver platter. If your content is ready for the agents, you become the source. If it's locked in a messy PDF, you're invisible.
And there's audio SEO too, right?
Correct. Search engines are starting to index audio itself. If you only have a text article, you're invisible to an audio search. If you have an auto-generated podcast version, suddenly you exist in that whole other ecosystem.
It's about covering all your bases.
For how consumption is changing.
So let's bring it all home. We've looked at the tech, the use cases, the money. If I'm an Advantage CS client, if I'm sitting at Oxford University Press or Newsmax, why does this matter to me right now?
It matters because Advantage CS provides the pipes. They have the best plumbing in the industry for managing the business of subscriptions.
They handle the billing, the taxes, the renewals.
But Auto Content API provides the product to flow through those pipes at a scale that actually matches the modern internet.
It's the difference between having a great distribution network but an empty warehouse.
Versus having a warehouse that automatically refills itself. You need the pipes and the product.
And here's where it gets really interesting for me. I want to leave our listeners with a bit of a provocation.
Go for it.
We've established that the barrier to creating broadcast quality media is dropping to basically zero. If everyone can create infinite content, who wins?
It's not the one who creates the most new noise.
Exactly. The winner is the one who best uses their existing assets. If you're a publisher sitting on 50 years of archives, like so many Advantage CS clients are, you have to ask yourself a hard question. Are you sitting on a gold mine or a landfill?
That is the critical question.
Because if you leave all that content as static text in a dusty database, it's a landfill. It just takes up space. But if you turn that archive into active media, podcasts, videos, shorts, it becomes a gold mine. It all depends on whether you decide to turn the engine on.
Couldn't have said it better. It's about unlocking the value you already own.
So to all the publishers listening, look at your archive, pick one text asset, and just ask yourself, why isn't this a podcast by this afternoon?
The tools are there. The choice is yours.
Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll see you in the next one.